If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Monday, January 30th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. A record number of Michiganders seek health care through the ACA marketplace. 566,000 Michiganders were approved for student debt relief before the plan was blocked, and national parks along Lake Superior are the first to plan for full decarbonization. A record number of Michigan residents signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace for 2023. Late last week, state officials announced an enrollment total of 322,000 in Michigan. This marked a 7% increase from last year. Signups have climbed for three consecutive years after a downward trend from 2017 to 2021. This year's increase reflected national numbers, a record 6.3 million Americans enrolled in coverage through the federal program. Many of them are seeing reduced prices thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. Passed by Congress in 2022, the act capped copays for insulin at $35 per month for Medicare recipients, made covered vaccines available at no cost for Medicare Part D recipients, and reduced premiums for millions of families insured through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. In 2022, the U.S. uninsured rate was about 8%, which is said to be an all-time low. The latest data for Michigan's rate was about 6%. The deadline to enroll for coverage through the marketplace has passed, but some residents will qualify for a special enrollment period if they have experienced a qualifying life event, such as a birth, job loss, or divorce. About 864,000 Michiganders applied or were deemed automatically eligible for student loan forgiveness before courts halted the plan last year, new data from the White House shows, and 566,000 of those borrowers were approved for federal debt forgiveness. But legal challenges mean it could be months before borrowers see relief, if at all. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments next month for two lawsuits targeting the student debt forgiveness program. If allowed to move forward, the U.S. Department of Education would forgive $10,000 per eligible student borrower and $20,000 per Pell Grant recipient. The White House estimates 40 million Americans, including 1.3 million in Michigan, qualify for the program that was rolled out by President Joe Biden last year. A state-by-state breakdown shows 26 million borrowers applied, with 16 million being approved before the program was halted. There are about 1.4 million borrowers in Michigan who hold $51.3 billion in debt. The vast majority could qualify for debt forgiveness, which is limited to those earning under $125,000 individually and $250,000 for married couples. Roughly 30% of all eligible Michigan borrowers could have their entire debt load erased if the plan survives the legal challenges. A pause on student loan payments lasts until June 30th. The five national parks along the Lake Superior shoreline will completely decarbonize buildings and vehicles within 4 years, a challenging goal meant to match the urgent need for climate action. The Lake Superior National Parks are expected to be the first nationwide to comprehensively decarbonize, which means to eliminate carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. The federally designated Friends Group for the five national parks along Lake Superior already had decarbonization plans in the works when federal infrastructure and inflation reduction money became available. Now, the plan to bring those parks completely off fossil fuels is expected to provide a climate action blueprint for other national parks. Three of the Lake Superior National Parks are in Michigan: Isle Royale, Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore in Munising, and Keweenaw National Historic Park in Calumet. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is in Wisconsin, and Grand Portage National Monument is in Minnesota. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com, and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.